So let's make the clunky segue of parenting to coaching, right? And Joe, you know, part of coaching, big part of it, you know, you're mentoring kids, you're trying to steer them in the right direction, get them prepped for adult life. And many times, especially now in the world of college basketball, coaches get a chance to give a second chance to players. But you got to be real careful who you're giving a second chance to, because it can take down the kids you already have. It can take you down. It can take down the program, the school. And what is happening right now in New Mexico is beyond mind-boggling.
Well, it's exactly what you just talked about. I mean, it's the program is in shambles just because the fact that they took too many bad guys. And I hate to call them bad guys, or I should say second chance guys.
I'll tone it down and say dudes who definitely have some
baggage,
issues with bad judgment. I don't know if they're all bad character guys. Listen, Carlton Bragg's a hard guy to defend right now. That one is insane. I mean, he was up, he was being investigated for an alleged sexual assault. Gets cleared. I'll use the word cleared. Charges were not pressed. And then within a week, he's getting popped for DWI and he's out of the program. Now they've had some injuries. They've got J.J. Caldwell, who's also facing issues away from the floor. He's suspended. Jaquan Lyle, who's another second-chance guy. All these guys I mentioned are transfers. Jaquan Lyle's a guy who was from Ohio State. He's having a tremendous season. And he's hurt. He doesn't go to the Reno game. He doesn't go on the trip. Apparently it was his house that he rented, an Airbnb. And listen, can you control everyone who shows up to your party? No. But as the program is going through all of this, maybe not even hosting a party is probably the way to go. Because as it turned out, there was shots fired at the party. Another Lobo athlete, a female, got hit. And now what can New Mexico do? You call for fairness. Like, hey, we don't know the real deal. Is it really Jaquan Lyle's fault? Well, all of this comes before for Lyle. So I don't know what the hell they're going to do. How are they going to get him back on the floor? How do you do that as a university?
Well, you know, I told you guys a long time ago when we were talking about the Mountain West before the season even started that the whole base of whether or not New Mexico is going to be any good is if Paul Weir keep those kids all together and keep them on the right page. I mean, that was important. But why in the world did he not travel on that trip? You know, if you have any question about your guys, you don't want them back in the dorm. You want to keep them together where you can keep an eye on them, where they're focused, where they're around the team. Put them in street clothes. Let them sit there, and they can learn from the game where they can help their teammates. Or I would always bring my guys that were hurt or whatever reason, unless there was a rule that he couldn't go on the trip. I don't know. But, you know, it's unfortunate for New Mexico because I really believe that they're going to have a good year. I mean, they're still 16-6 and 5-4 in the league, but they got a really tough stretch. You know, two of their next four games against San Diego State. They got to play them next, and then they got to go there. You know, they got easy games in between, I think. I would call Fresno easy and Wyoming easy. But not for them.
Joe, not if they don't have players.
They
brought up a depleted squad to Reno, and they got just crushed.
And they were getting killed by some of these teams. And look at the last three games they lost. So their program's in trouble, and I think Paul Weir's in trouble. I think that, you know, as an athletic director and administrator, you sometimes worry about the kind of guys you bring in. And to get back to what you were saying, you know, when you are a coach, you wear so many hats. You know, you might want to be – at one time you may be the parent. At one time you may be the minister. At one time you might be the teacher. At one time – you might be the mom, the dad, the whatever it may be. You try to do all you can to better these young men and get them through this experience, which is an important part of their life, developing their skills to move on. And it you can only take so many guys that need all that attention. And I think his team is unfortunately. And once things start snowballing, you think Bragg's talking good about, you know, the team and the program, or you think Caldwell's suing the school. So you think he's talking good about the school, and those guys see those guys. They're roommates. They're in the same buildings. They're in the same dorms. So once you start snowballing like that, your program could fall pretty quick. And unfortunately, I think that's what's happened here with New Mexico.